Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs.
This is in contact with the test one.
All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth. March to April 2020. Which women would you put in the Hall of Fame of astronomy or astronautics?
Annick Bureau. I like this question, and I would like to have another answer. Spontaneously, the first name that comes is, of course, Valentina Tereshkova, the first woman to have gone, to have left the planet. I would have liked to be able to spontaneously name a lot of more people, a lot of more women. Of course, I can name Claudine Nuret because she's a French astronaut, so I know of her. I believe I could name also Kitsou Dubois because I think she deserves to be part of a Hall of Fame. But I have to admit that no astronomer, no woman astronomer comes to my mind. And I have to admit that spontaneously, there is not that many names that come to my mind. Maybe this could be a task, a job for us, for the FEM meeting too, to compile, put together this Hall of Fame.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
Mina Longström, which woman would you put in the Hall of Fame of astronomy or astronautics? When I was doing research for my documentary about Mars exploration via photography, I wanted to have a perspective on women in astronomy in general, as astronomy historically was a hostile field to women, almost as hostile as Mars is to humans. As part of that research, I read a wonderful book by Finnish science writer Eva Isakson called The Woman and Cosmos that gives a historical overview of hundreds of years of female interest in astronomy. I find Henrietta Leavitt and Annie J. Cannon, among other women, or computers as they were called, working for Edward Pickering at Harvard Observatory, especially fascinating as their work in astronomy depended heavily on photography. Around the very same time, Edward Pickering's brother, Henry Pickering, was taking some of the first photographs of Mars together with Percival Lowell. Being one of the last astronomers of the Flammarion, Schiaparelli and Lowell school, his writing on Mars, comparing direct observation with photography, is full of ambivalence, showing that even when we have photography, we have to find out what it is we are looking at. Made by studying photographic plates of the night sky, Henrietta Leavitt's discovery of a way to measure the distance between galaxies has been absolutely instrumental for our understanding of the universe.
1, 0, and lift off!
All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Ségolène Guinard. I will talk about a person that I was lucky enough to meet when I was conducting interviews in space architecture, and that person is Constance Adams. Constance was living in Houston when we met with her family, and I was lucky enough to have dinner with them, and we had discussions about architecture and space, of course, but many other many other things. Constance was a brilliant architect. She worked on the Transhab concepts, and she worked on the spaceport, the spaceport that was built for Virgin Galactic. She had a lot of thoughts about what architecture could and should be regarding, you know, this architecture of survival that outer space is demanding. And she was saying that if we would know how to leave Earth correctly, the right way, we might know also how to inhabit better the world we live in. And that kind of thinking to me was very refreshing and fascinating, because I was always skeptical about, you know, space, man's place exploration, because it's really sometimes a question of man, you know, virility and, you know, wanting to go there, whatever, you know, the consequences. And she had a very, you know, she had a sense of Earth, really, and thinking, and her space architecture projects were related to broader, you know, architectural concepts and education. She knew a lot about Japanese architecture, the fact that everything is a question of balance and care. She was trying to implement traditional gestures such as waving, you know, in the structures she was working on. And I had so much more to know and to learn from her, and I couldn't, because she lost her father in the 2016, and 2 years later she died, and I was very saddened by that. I think she was a fantastic architect and a beautiful person, and this is why I'm, you know, I would like her to be remembered. And yeah, I think that she's not so well known by the general public, and I think she deserves attention.
All Women Crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Fliss Holland. Dr. Emma Chapman is an astrophysicist, a Royal Astronomical Society fellow based at Imperial College London, and an exhausted campaigner on sexual misconduct in higher education. For the past decade, she has committed a significant portion of her time to changing the culture of STEM, and in particular physics and astronomy, to enable full and happy participation by all at university. During her PhD, she experienced prolonged sexual misconduct, which led her to begin campaigning strongly in this area, and she continues to be vocal on the subject today. She speaks regularly on the topic and has appeared on BBC Radio 4 Woman's Hour, Channel 5 News, Sky News, LBC, BBC Victoria Derbyshire, and BBC World and National News. In 2018, she won the Royal Society Athena Prize for her work in this area. She is a member of the 1752 Group, a research and lobbying organisation aiming to end staff-to-student sexual misconduct in higher education. They use the term sexual misconduct to describe forms of power enacted by staff in their relations with students. It raises issues of unequal relationships, consent, and the prevention of equal access to education for all. The 1752 Group has contributed to a national conversation in the UK, drawing attention to the ways in which staff sexual misconduct has serious impacts on students, and lobbying for institutions and sector bodies to recognise that they have to address the ways in which staff abuse their positions.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.